Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Carnival season is seen among the 10 downtown galleries in an art crawl coming up tomorrow night. Here to share on the good times rolling downtown is Kelsey McCrary, curator of the Luna Blue Gallery. Well, lots of great things going on with the art crawl. In-house for the crawl at Luna Blue are two MFA students presenting a show. Tell us about the details of the featured work coming up there.
We actually stumbled across MC Davis at the December crawl, and she came by and expressed interest in showing in the space. And her work deals with a lot of Southern-based imagery. She's from Mississippi, was raised on a farm, very much influenced by her grandparents. And she uses a lot of mixed media with, you know, music pages and old hymn books. But Whitney Causey is also doing a lot of portraits of her family. And so we just sort of stumbled into this awesome symbiotic show of these two artists. So we're pretty excited about that. They have interesting ways of presenting things. Whitney does a lot of oil and mylar pieces, and MC Davis's are pretty large scale, so we're interested to see how that works out.
And just as a reminder, Luna Blue, relatively new to the gallery crawl, debuting in December. Again, located on Desired Street, correct?
That's right, across from Duck and Dressing and Rain the Salon. So
easy to find them coming up tomorrow evening. Well, Donna McGee's work is showcased in the Ouachita River Art Gallery. Tell us about her presentation.
Donna McGee pulls a lot of her imagery from nature. She really is interested in how humans interact with nature and how we have treated, you know, the world around us. So she'll be giving an artist talk at 6:45 p.m., and you can hear her talk more about where she gets her inspiration from and how she interprets that into her work.
Well, an artist talk and photo series is presented at Livaday Studio. Who is the featured artist there?
Andy Bloxham. The show is called 9 Months, and it's a photo series about his hometown here. He uses photography to tell stories, so he's a narrative artist. His work is his imagination. That's what he always says in his artist statements. Got his MFA locally here from Tech, but he teaches at West Virginia Wesleyan University. Photos have been shown worldwide. He guest lectures and speaks at institutions of higher ed all around the nation, so pretty cool.
Well, there's the collections of Alden McDonald, which are going to be displayed at the Palace Gallery. For those who may not know of Mr. McDonald, share a moment about his background.
Alden actually is the president and CEO of Liberty Bank and Trust Company. This is one of the top three African-American-owned institutions here in the U.S. His efforts after Katrina were recognized in the New York Times in 2006, so that's really awesome. And he was named Fortune Magazine, one of their portraits of power. So the Palace is going to showcase his collection of African-American art, and it's a little sample of his collection in honor of Black History Month.
The local artists are featured at Downstairs Gallery. Tell us about some of those presenting tomorrow night.
You actually can see a few of those pieces right now at the Coffee Bean. It's Ryan Emery Taylor and Jess Van Alsine. They collaborated on this show. Typically, their works aren't alike, but they wanted to use found objects in different mediums to represent both of their different styles together. So they're also going to be showcasing a mural that's going to be coming up, actually painted on our gallery on the side of Luna Blue by Nicholas Bustamante, and it's called Finding Home. So you can see the painting that he pulled that inspiration from for the mural.
Yeah, I bet that's a sight to behold.
Yes.
Well, Rick Sykes hosts and shares in an artist talk in the Big Room. Tell us about what's taking place there.
Rick Sykes is having a solo show called Overstatements, and his talk is at 7 p.m., I believe, and what they're going to do is showcase his portraits, his figure drawings, his urban landscapes. He has a really interesting way of interpreting urban landscapes. It's not what you think, so definitely go get there and check it out. He's pushing himself to some different levels with the work in the show, and so it's worth a stop by.
Well, a variety of artists are featured in Sugar Gallery. Who are some of the artists that we'll find?
Sugar Gallery, you're going to have Joy by Diane Rosenberg, of course. You're going to have Leah Smith Reitzel and Stacey Medeiros. Some of those artists, Crystal Stone, Scott Stone, paintings and sculpture. So good things to see.
There's a notable artist in Arinder's studio. Share about that special event that's happening there.
This is actually something new. They're going to host a silent auction. It's a benefit for Sandy Raffinson's wife, who's been battling breast cancer. So in honor of that, they're going to showcase his large-scale photographs. They've been likened to Ansel Adams, so they're beautiful in scale and in scope, in tone and texture. And all of that money will go straight to her medical bills, and proceeds will go straight to that.
Yeah, I believe you mentioned Stanny relatively new, what, about 5 years ago?
About 5 years ago. He's always pursued artistic directions, but got really interested in photography and decided to hone in on that. And it's amazing what he's accomplished in 5 years. They're beautiful.
Yeah, lots of good things going on at Arender Studio. And the Mad Gallery coming up tomorrow night, showcasing the work of Emery Thibodeau. Tell us about her work.
Emery's actually a graphic designer, but she, in her fine art, pushes into mixed media and is really interested in paper goods, so old magazines, books. She sorts through those and uses those for highly textured, colorful pieces. So it's going to be a really good compliment to the live music that they always have there by Gray Matter. So it should be a fun show.
Live music and Luna Blue, any other activity is going to be taking place in your studio there?
Well, you know, we are open for classes most days of the week, and so if you can't get by the art crawl to come see the work, just make certain most of the galleries are open at different times. One extra thing, the Ad Club is going to be showcasing their pieces for the upcoming Addy Awards in the Big Room Gallery, I believe. And so those are, you can vote for your People's Choice, and that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, okay. Well, how can you find out more about the Art Crawl coming up?
You can check us out on Facebook. We post everything that we can on there, all the information. The galleries have different pages as well. Really proud of our sponsors, Creed & Creed, Bancorp South, Sir Speedy, Restaurant Cotton. Multiple people around the area really help us out. And you can see our posters downtown, part of the cultural district. So any purchase that you make is going to be tax-free.
One of the best things, all the viewing of all the artwork coming up in the Art Crawl is free and open to the public. Gets underway at 5 o'clock in both Monroe and West Monroe with the Downtown Gallery Crawl. Kelsey McCrary serves as curator of the Luna Blue Gallery on Desired Street. Kelsey, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much.
You can hear this and other Land Yap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.